exalt your name tonight. And we ask that you have mercy on everyone that is gathered before your presence. Look kindly on us and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And tonight we gather that we might celebrate your presence. We are gathered today under the authority of your name, and we say that you are at liberty to do what you please by your spirit. We ask, O God, that you alight upon the hearts of men and cause our hearts to see through the Holy Ghost. Let direction come to many that sit under the cloud of your presence. Let healing come. Let miracles come. Let things that men say are impossible be made possible by your presence. In the name of Jesus, those that need an impartation to enter into the next cadre of grace, oh my God, I ask that you rend the heavens. Let a mighty weight of your glory attend to such hungry hearts in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you indeed. Now, this is how the meeting is going to go tonight. We'll just find bearing. In fact, we have found bearing. I found bearing while we were in the praise and worship. You know, you can pray for so long and not find bearing. And then you come into the meeting and then a little window of mercy opens up. So I found that window when I stepped into this place. We'll be navigating. Amen. So we'll be navigating that window for as long as it would take for the Holy Spirit to visibly unveil, unpack his presence, you know. And when his presence is unpacked, then we'll allow him to do what he does best. So it's just, we're trying to let out a bait for the Holy Ghost right now. And then we'll trap him down here to minister to everyone in a way that only him can. All right, since this is the first edition of the Festival of Signs and Wonders in Lagos, I want to attempt to bring perspective as to what it is about. So turn your Bible with me to the book of Hebrews chapter number 12. Hebrews chapter number 12. Standing out here today, It's obvious that it's been long since I came to Lagos, because I'm seeing some people I've not seen in quite a while. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning from verse number 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Maybe I will just spend a moment to explain that to us. It's a very popular scripture. It's a common scripture. Normally exploited once and again when we raise the issue of faith. But there is a depth in that place that I would like to bring out. It's a faith is the substance. He did not say faith is a substance, but faith is the substance. It is the substance that brings certainty to hope. It is that substance is it's a spiritual instrument, a barometer that furnishes the evidence of things that your physical senses cannot interact with. This substance is the reason for which several things that we cannot verify with our physical senses. This substance is an evidence that reveals the existence of things beyond the scope of our senses. Are you with me? Indicative of the fact that there is a possibility of us interacting and dealing with things that are not in the seen realm, as long as we understand the dynamics of this substance. This substance is furnished in order to register the certainty of things beyond the scope of the natural. And if we understand this substance, we can actually deal with the invisible realm adequately, even though our physical senses do not have the capacity to verify the things that are captured in that domain. This substance is furnished on our heart by the Holy Spirit as a means of providing witness, perspective. This substance is the only basis and the only evidence whatsoever that assures us of what our senses cannot capture. I would like to deal further in trying to make us understand the experiential context of this substance, because this substance can come to us in various experiential modes. Are you still with me? It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. For instance, if I am praying for something, maybe praying for my healing, and this substance is furnished concerning my healing, even though there's no physical manifestation of my healing, as long as my spirit can capture that substance, I know that my healing has become a reality in the spirit realm. That assurance is part of what the substance administers, so that I can operate beyond the scope of my senses. And that's why I say, if you know this substance and you know its experience, it is possible for you to go beyond your senses in your interactions and in your transactions. If we study further, you will realize that the heroes of faith that we read about were men that captured things in form of that substance, and they ran with it all through their lives. And because they ran with that substance that was not seen, their lives was, in some cases, their lives brought judgment to their generation. In other cases, their life pointed to what God was doing at the time. In other cases, their life brought reference, brought witness to that which the Holy Spirit was emphasizing. This is a prescription of a new layer of life. And I'm going to take some time to explain that. You see, if you play now, I will prophesy too quickly. But I want to teach for a moment before we begin to prophesy. Hallelujah. Now, listen to me. For instance, if we take Noah as a case study, God encountered him and spoke about rain to him. And in keeping with rain that was coming, he was commissioned to begin constructing an ark. As at the time that Noah lived, there was nothing like rain before that time. God's system of watering the earth, watering vegetation, was that there were springs that came from the ground and watered the whole earth. Because the original idea of creation that God had in mind was to make two realms that were self-sustaining, self-rejuvenating, self-supporting, self-propagating. And so there was no need for heaven to release something to sustain it. Earth was self-supporting. Earth was self-sustaining. So there was no rain. There was no need for that. So water came out of ground and the ground and watered the face of the whole earth. So in fact, agriculture was not dependent on seasons. You could farm anytime you wanted to because irrigation was natural. It came from the ground. It was when there was a fracture in the ecosystem that God had to release supplies from the heavens to support the earth. And then when that fracture took place, so many things shifted in the way God dealt with man. And if you see the life of Noah, he had a perception of the fact that rain was going to come. And then he began a construction. He was the ridicule of society because that which he was doing was not reasonable. This man was functioning on the basis of a substance that he had received from the spirit realm. And he so believed it that it became his life's work. The product of that substance became his life's work. And as he was doing that thing, the Bible says that his walk of faith became the premise upon which God stood to judge a generation. Now, I want you to understand this substance beyond just something you sense when God wants to give you a miracle. Something you sense when you're about to enter into a breakthrough. The examples of men that follow the sequence of thought in this particular scripture are men that received substance and it became the basis of their life. And for 120 years, this man was in construction business without evidence that what he's doing will be relevant. So that was 120 years of scorn. But any time he felt discouraged because there was pressure from the outside, and he goes back to meet with God, God responds by substance. So they lived off the substance that was furnished by the move of the Holy Spirit upon their heart. That was what made them separate from their generation. That was what made them prophetic, because their life was carved out by a witness that the Holy Spirit furnished upon their heart. It is possible for you to be a faith preacher and never walk by faith. Because faith is cerebral. We just know what to say. We know these are the kind of things we say in church and all of that. But you see, you can tell a man that has substance. That man that has substance begins to live a life that is consistent with the substance that he has received. And the life he lives is contrary to what his generation knows. It's easy to tell a man that walks in faith, and I assure you, even though knowledge has increased in the body of Christ, and the faith teaching is very predominant and very established line of teaching, it will interest you to know that the average believer does not live by faith. If we really live by faith, your life is going to be an enigma. It will be a sign of something that God is doing that people need to read in order to understand God's present revelation position. So this man begins the subject of faith by, and I know you know, that it took the spirit of wisdom and revelation for him to bring out with that level of simplicity a very complex subject like faith. And he was able to define it, that faith is the substance. His definition of faith was not cerebral, it was from the experiential perspective. Because when your life of faith is predicated on an activity of the Holy Spirit to bear witness, that witness that the Holy Spirit bears is the proof that that which your senses cannot handle actually exists in the realm of the Spirit as tangible. And on the strength of that witness, people's lives are carved out. And they are willing to take the risk of living a life of utter contradiction as it has to do with the perspective of society in order for them to run along with that which the Holy Spirit bears witness about. And that's why the Bible says it's by this kind of faith, not the type we preach in our generation, it's by this kind of faith that the elders obtained a good report. And the word report there is witness. I'm going to explain witness within the context of faith and substance, if I have the time. If you are still with me, say, Amen. In these days where people like uniformity, all right? You know, this is what is reigning. Breakthrough is what is reigning. Prosperity is what is reigning. So every preacher is within that bracket. When you find people that are just in the bracket, copying what is reigning, trends that are predominant, and people no longer have the capacity and the courage to enter into the uniqueness of God's sovereign mission for their lives, what happens is we remain in that bracket. And we pacify ourselves with the symptoms that find expression in that area. But you see, a walk of faith is going to manifest the uniqueness of the witness of God on your spirit. It will manifest it through your life. And even though there may be many prophets in this auditorium, it's just that I don't have time. I would have shown you that no two prophets in the Bible had even a calling that is even similar. They are so different, so massively different. So when you find this cluster thing and trend thing, bracket thing, and everybody is in a subset of a certain kind of generational universal set, it is indicative of the fact that everybody has found a safety net and men are no longer walking by faith. The walk of faith is going to expose you. It's going to expose you, and you're going to pedestal the witness of the Holy Spirit in your heart over and above the pressures that come from situation, from society, from friends, and from family. The walk of faith has a way of isolating you and making you an object of ridicule, because faith has its own seasons, as we are going to see in the days in a few moments. Faith has its own seasons, it has its own sequence, it has its own times of counting and cycles, which is contrary to the calendar of men. And for Noah, it required 120 years for that which he was pregnant with and he was running with, which he had never seen. There was no history that rain ever fell. But everything he was doing was in keeping with an anticipation of rainfall. And this rainfall that he was talking about, he understood it by a substance that the Holy Spirit furnished upon his heart. Now, many of us are not willing to take that risk to stand out, because there is an assurance that has been furnished upon your heart. Many believers are not willing to stand out. Every believer wants to be within the bracket of the universal set, so that, you know, I'm not looking weird. I'm not, you know, I'm okay. I'm in the mental perspective of what is allowable in my generation. And that is proof that we have found the safety net. And the safety net is the greatest enemy of faith, because faith is going to take you outside of your context. Faith is built from the perspective of God. Faith is in alignment with God's perspective, God's way of doing things, God's timing, God's procedure, God's process. Faith is a new world. It's a new world that God invites all followers of Jesus Christ to step in. So, faith is what? A substance. You know, like I said, this substance can have different forms and different shapes. But you see, irrespective of their differences, they do the same thing. They bring assurance. They bring evidence of things that the physical senses cannot justify. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. For instance, if God wants to, God can furnish substance on your heart by giving you a vision. You see? A vision. You're praying about something and then you see the thing. That's one of the greatest aids of our faith life. When God takes you in the spirit and affords you the opportunity, the privilege to see through the Holy Ghost, it becomes very difficult for the devil thereafter to bring doubt, because doubt is cognitive. Doubt comes through your mind. Faith comes through your heart. So God deals with your heart, and the spirit, your spirit is the infrastructure that captures the dealings of God. And your flesh is the infrastructure that captures the dealings of Satan. And it happens to be that, are you there? So doubt is a product of the use exalting the activity that is going on in the mind over and above that which God has said. So the devil is capable of giving you thoughts, is capable of thinking his thoughts through your thoughts, is capable of transmitting things into your thought life in order to create an edifice that is not yielded to the move of God that is in your spirit man. Now, so this kind of activity, in fact, Satan sponsors that over and again in order to ensure that we do not walk the walk of faith. But you see, signs and wonders are evidences that find expression when men walk by faith. It means that they have found a way to exalt the activity of the Spirit of God on their lives, in their heart, over and above legitimate concerns that are captured within the circumstances and captured within the situation. So a man of faith is going to allow his heart be the lead organ over and above his mind. His mind will have to line up behind his heart, and the activity that is going on in his heart will form the basis of his driving force and his direction. Faith gives you entrance into a new world, a world that God determines the timing, determines the process, determines the strategy, and determines the manifestation. And I know that in Bible studies, we have been taught again and again on the subject of prayer, but no matter how educated you are on the subject of prayer, the best you can do is to pray. Nobody knows how prayer is answered. Most times, the way you were expecting the answer to come, it didn't quite come like that. God is trying to make you understand that he is not a man. Yes, so your expectation was based on your humanity. Your expectation was based on your perception. And I want you to understand that your perception is so limited, so limited. You don't have the capacity to even see the big picture. And it is because of the knowledge that God has that you do not have that makes God do his own things in a certain way. If you say you want to walk by faith, you are going to take a risk because you are entering into God's space. You are seen by God's eyes. You are going to be subject to God's concept of timing. You are only going to operate by God's strategy. And just in case you change your mind in the process, you have bought the process, and God is still God, and you are still in trouble. hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, before we put on our seatbelts, I'm still trying to, some of you are still in Surulere. I'm trying to gather you people, I'm trying to gather everybody until I am sure we are here before we can make progress. Please help me tell your neighbor, are you willing to take a risk? When you see the capacity of your mind, most of us here, this is Lagos State, so almost everybody in this auditorium has one level of qualification or the other. We can actually run Nigeria from this hall because we have chartered accountants here. We have all kinds. Yes, we can run Nigeria. Not even the way it is being run currently. We can run it. I'm seeing some business experts here and all of that. We thank God for our cerebral capacities. But you see, faith is, even though it is not a friend of mental slothfulness, because in faith there is knowledge. The only thing is that the kind of knowledge that feeds faith is not academic knowledge. Faith is not ignorant. You know, those days we were taught that faith is blind. God! In those of us that were born again in the 80s, we had all kinds of messages. That we need to, if you still believe faith is blind, you need to put that message in the trash can. Because when God was educating Abraham about faith, he told him, he said, leave your tent. Your tent is going to be an obstruction to what I want to show you. You need to lift up your eyes in the night. That lecture took place in the night. And behold the stars. They are images that God uses to establish substance. And that's why, are you there? Are you there? So if God doesn't find the image around your house, what he does is that he sponsors the image in the spirit. In order for him to achieve the administration of substance, so that there is an image that the kingdom of darkness and Satan and demons cannot wipe out of your mind, is just there. But you will need to make a choice whether that image is your reality or it is just one of those things. So imagine that Noah was faced with that situation for 120 years. And he never changed his mind. For him, faith was not what he preached. It was a lifestyle that stumbled upon him the moment substance was furnished. You see, you can preach this academic faith message. It's so academic. That's what makes it unreal. That's okay. So when you have faith, you say, you talk like this. We spoke like that and demons managed our affairs for years. Faith is not a way of talking. It's not a way of talking. You know, may the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. If you have faith, there is a way you will talk. But if you are talking like that and there is no substance, it is still not faith. The thing about church is that we can't tell if you have substance. All of us are talking. But over time, you now discover that this man has no navigating system. You see, the faith of our fathers. Hallelujah. I'm also checking your acceptance of my message. If it's, because as I'm striking, if I notice you are not flowing, I will just cut it. I'll say, okay, no problem. You see, the faith of our fathers was revealed in a lifestyle. There was a lifestyle that came out of that faith experience. As they walked along those lines, the idea that God had in mind began to form. That's how it is. But for everyone, it is first of all a substance. Something so quiet. Something that can even be despised. But it is from that substance. And anytime you face contradictions and you go back to God and ask him, are you sure about this? God will never change his mind. And he is not angry with you because you came back to check. No, he's not. He's not angry with you. But you see, you need to live life from the reality of substance. That is what I'm saying. You will live your life from there. 7 years I walked the streets of Lagos. I had the capacity in terms of my monthly salary to buy a car every other month. Right? And then the Lord now instructed that I should be using the yellow buses of Lagos. And I used them for 7 years. And then when I graduated from using the yellow buses, he encountered me and said, the reason why I say you should use yellow buses is so that you will understand that a man's life does not consist in the possessions that he had. I said, okay, this blessing you took me through 7 years to learn, couldn't you just come in the night in a dream and say, you see, the thing about faith, you are not with me. The thing about faith is that you cannot be in it and not have a lifestyle. It will give you a lifestyle. It will give you a prescription. This prescription is not intellectual. It's not something you talk about. It will be revealed in your living. Help me ask your neighbor, do you still have a substance? Should I punch you? Do you realize that Noah held that substance in his heart for 120 years? 120 years! Is there somebody in this room you've been trusting God for a miracle and you seem to know God's voice about the matter? God had visited you and whispered. Now, yes, I'm going to do this. And it's just 10 years down the line. And you don't seem to have the capacity to carry on. We need to find out what is wrong with your faith. Because this man Noah had no Bible. We had no pastor. And the guy was able to carry that substance for 120 years. So what is wrong with me? The thing is that you are fighting the lifestyle that God wants you to live. Yes, there is. If you truly have substance, it will be translated in a lifestyle that the pressure from outside, the ridicule from outside, will not be strong enough to kill. He said, faith is the substance. Please help me tell your neighbor, faith is the substance. 120 years. Imagine somebody trusting God for a child. You may not have studied the lines very, very well. It took Isaac, it took him 25 years? 20 years? 20 years for him to, for his wife to conceive. When you read those stories, you just say, my God, everything was working. No, there were 20 years of silence. Where the only thing he had for those 20 years as God's intention. And the Lord did not give him any other authority other than that substance to do anything. So ask yourself, can you survive it? So what we are talking about here, this substance is supposed to be the basis of a marathon, of a, not a sprint, a life that you live for a long time. That substance shapes that life. It shapes your perception of things. It gives you courage beyond the critics, beyond the pressure, and keeps you on track to live that life. And that life is a life God wants you to live that will provide sufficient witness to justify him stepping into the terrain to bring about a change. If he doesn't find that life in your that life that he wants you to live, there will be no justification for his intervention. Because it was from the investment of this spiritual reality that the elders drew the reference for their lives. They lived from this place. And when you leave from that place, your life is not going to be like the life of the ordinary person that lives in that generation. Just like there was a huge gap between Noah's life and the life of the average person that lived in the day of Noah. And they saw Noah as the most schizophrenic human being that was in that time. If you really live by faith and you go through the motions of faith, you will be seen as a strange man, as a Jew. There will be such a difference in the way your life is ordered and the way the normal person's life is ordered. There's going to be a huge difference. That difference will be so huge that it cannot be mistaken. So if we are all in the subset, it means we have learned how to talk the things of faith and there is no substance in our heart. Today, we want to run a check for everyone that comes into this place We have a setup. There's a setup here to test what you are calling faith, to see if the embryo of the substance died 5 years ago. Because you can still hold the motion and there is no substance to back it up. What makes the are you with me? What makes the works of faith is that it's backed up with an embryo. May it not just become a motion of the flesh. May the substance be behind it. In the name of Jesus. The Bible goes further to say something that I need to bring to our notice. It's a true faith. That's verse 3. We understand. It seems to me that anyone that has this substance, are you there with me? Are you following me? Anyone that has this substance is given the privilege to begin to understand something supernaturally. So our hope of gaining entrance into the comprehension of several mystical things that are found in God is when we are willing to hold true to the embryo of faith, the substance of faith that the Holy Spirit comes to furnish as assurances concerning what he wants to accomplish in your life. The moment you hold the embryo, the Bible says you begin to understand. Now, so before the embryo is formed, your understanding is unfruitful. And when you are faced before a panel, and there's a debate about your faith life, you might not even have so much utterance other than the fact that you know, and you cannot explain why you know, but there is this assurance, there is this, you know, because that's the currency of faith. It's called assurance. It's called confidence. It is a proof that a spirit that triggers faith encountered you. Are you still with me? Those are the currencies. Assurance, conviction, righteousness. You become right with God because you chose to believe what he said. So you're on the same page with God. You are current with God. Now, if the encounter that you said you had didn't lead you to the point of assurance, to the point of conviction, it means the roots of that which you were conceived of is not deep enough to survive the winter. This substance that we are talking about is supposed to have the shelf life consistent with the tenor of manifestation that God had put you. So, for Noah, it was 120 years, and the substance could survive for 120 years. Are you still with me? Through faith, we understand. So my question, this understanding is not, are you there? I hope you know understanding means comprehend, to comprehend. Now this comprehension I'm talking about, Pastor, is not a product of a research. No. It's not as a result of visiting a library or sitting before a professor. Have you read the scripture that says that there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them comprehension? There's an activity of the Holy Spirit that moves on your inside to bring education, so much education that you now comprehend what God wants to do. Since yesterday evening, I've been praying in tongues. And the reason why I got caught up praying in tongues is because I know the people I'm coming to preach to. They are students of the book. They know Jesus. They are prayerful people. They do 10 hours every month. All right? So if you have not heard God, you can't preach to them. You see, how I wish the entire body of Christ would be like that. So robust. Fake preachers will move to Benin Republic. Just make people enlightened. Let them start walking in the Lord. You will need to hear God to speak to them. So I knew my challenge the moment I came. I started my prayer yesterday night. Prayed by 2 a.m. Nothing had dropped. It's not as if I don't know scriptures. Eh? That's my book. That's where I live. But you see, there's a difference between a passage and a message. You need to secure a message from God, and then you can therefore situate it in the passage. In fact, the deeper, the more dexterity you have in the scriptures will determine the passages of preference that you might decide to choose. So we'll know your level of dexterity by the passages you are handling. But the point is, the life behind the passage is the message that you secured from God. So all through the night, I kept praying and there was no answer. I continued early in the morning. Pray till afternoon. No answer. That's how the Lord deals with me. He doesn't come to me quickly. So I am on the marathon side with the Lord. If I want to go on a fast, I know that the first 30 days, he won't speak to me. Yeah, the first 30 days, it's just warm up. My spirit is the big size, you know. When you go to the shops, the supermarkets, you see some shirts are S. If your spirit is S, if you fast for 2 days, you'll be seeing angels. Two days fast, you're already high. And you need to know your spirit, because if your spirit is on S level, which that is the design of some people's spirit, you shouldn't be doing more than 7 days of fast at once. You need to know your size. My spirit is 9-11 engine. You know those type that drink diesel. So when I begin to seek God, I know he won't come early. I know that experientially. He won't come early. So I start in the night. I pray throughout the night. Wake up in the day. I greet him. Good morning. I continue praying in tongues. And you'll not believe that as at 4 o'clock this evening, he had not spoken. But I worked with him for a while, so I know him. He will speak. It was when I walked through this door that he now directed me. I had already gone ahead and I made a mechanical write-up here, just in case. There's a mechanical matter here. Because sometimes he's saying, I trust what you will say. But I want to be sure that it is one of those times. So I have my mechanical plan somewhere. And when the time comes and he doesn't speak, I take it to mean that he's saying, I trust what you will do. I trust what you will do. But until that time comes when I hold the microphone and there is no feedback, that's when I will now conclude that that is the way. Do you understand that? When I sat here, the download now came. So the message now came. So there were now many various passages. So I chose the simplest one. This one. True faith. We understand. That's what separates the boys from the men. The understanding that comes because you are a carrier of substance. The moment you carry substance, God approves you for spiritual understanding. Inspiration begins to well up in your spirit to bring you comprehension. And it will interest you to know that this dimension of comprehension is the only gate to wisdom. Wisdom is acting in the light of that comprehension that came through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. There is something you understood when the Holy Ghost moved upon your heart. Walking in the light of that understanding is what wisdom is. You know, knowledge is informative. Understanding is comprehension. And wisdom is the application of that comprehension. So the gateway into real wisdom comes when you have experienced comprehension. And the Bible says that through faith, there is a route to comprehension that is not a product of research, that is a product of faith. So you qualify for this kind of comprehension the moment this substance is formed in your spirit. Are you there? So when you begin to walk in the light of this comprehension, what it produces is the good report that the Bible spoke about. That good report is is the signs and wonders that we're talking about. Because no man, there is no man that operates by this substance and operates in the light of the comprehension that comes based on the furnishing of faith that doesn't see signs and wonders. So what we are trying to achieve tonight is to walk in the light of the comprehension that the Holy Spirit will bring. And when we do that, it will produce powerful signs and powerful wonders. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. Come with me quickly. Let us do John. We will do John. We will do John. I will take a verse. And then, while I begin to explain this verse, you can now begin to bring your own ministry to the table. All right. John chapter 2. And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. The first thing I'd like you to notice here is that his hour to do public miracles according to the calendar of God had not yet come. Right? So it was not the schedule for open miracles. It was not the schedule for public miracles. So the mother now said unto the servants, whatsoever he said for you to do, do it. And there were set there six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three feckings apiece. Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw and bear to the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tested the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. So the wine that they exhausted was good wine. The wine that came by this miracle was in the same quality of the good wine. And the governor testified that the good wine was kept until now. Verse 11 is my emphasis. Before, if I have time, I would touch on the story, but verse 11 is my emphasis. What is a miracle? Is it this? Because when you see the layout, most of you know the basics of faith. So I don't want to go into that scripture. You know the basics of faith. Say, whatsoever he says for you to do, do it. So God speaks to you, and then you obey, and then there's a manifestation. Basically, that is the cycle of faith. But you see, most of us see faith as an instrument that is used to get something. We don't see faith as a life that is lived because of a substance that we receive. And you will live that life throughout your lifetime. For Noah, it was a life. It was not a miracle he was trying to receive. It was a prescription that God gave him. And as long as he believed what God said, he was contrary to the generation in which he lived. The Bible says, this be the beginning of miracles. And he showed forth what? Manifested his glory. So a miracle manifests the glory of God. God wants to be glorified. He wants to be visible. He wants to be seen. And the only way God can be seen is through people that have capacity to believe him and to obey him. The moment we believe God and obey God, we open the door to the manifestation of his glory. So that's what miracle is. So you see, in this scripture, we see the idea, because this is the law of first mention in terms of the miracle ministry of Jesus. And the Bible says that the object of the miracle was the manifestation of God's glory. I didn't want to go into the details of how Jesus was able to secure permission to work that miracle, even though it was not his schedule for miracles in the heavenlies. Even if God doesn't want, is not his schedule this night, there's no schedule for miracles this night, if someone can still hear his voice and obey him, he will have a miracle. Whether or not it is the timetable in heaven captures that, it's an open check. As long as men can believe him and obey him, he's bound to honor their faith. Are you there? So this be the beginning of miracles. The Bible says Jesus manifested his glory. I want to take another scripture quickly, which is in the book of John chapter 9. Give me John chapter 9 on the screen. Hallelujah. Your stage is too high. Can you bring my things down here? Amen. The beginning of miracles, and Jesus manifested his glory. So he wants to manifest his glory through your life. And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit will come into your space and furnish your heart with substance. If you decide to walk according to that substance, you will have a lifestyle that many people would not be able to understand. That lifestyle will attract criticisms because it is not ordered according to the patterns and the expectations of men. But you see, anytime you doubt what God has said, you go back to him. Then he will fuel that substance and enliven it and extend its shelf life. So that that substance becomes your reality. And every other thing that happens on the other side can be ignored. Because the reason why they are complaining is because they don't understand what you are pregnant with. A man of faith lives from the resources of this substance. A man of faith is not trying to be popular. No. Is not looking for visibility. But you see, the reason for the attention that will be drawn to his life is because his walk is different from the walk of the other people that are in his space. So at the end of the day, because of the peculiarity of his walk, he gains attention. He gains attraction. Not because he goes out seeking it, but his walk already makes him a victim of human attention. And the reason why God makes someone that is in custody of substance an object of attraction is because God is hoping to use that life to teach your generation. You are going to be a visible spectacle of lessons. It will become obvious to everybody at the end of the tunnel that there are criticisms did not affect what you were pregnant with, and the outcome that was in view when you believed God was not affected by pressure. You see, the things that collocate together to bring the performances of the counsels of God are superior to human circumstance and human situation. So they can be ignored. Your life will become a lecture for so many people. A teaching aid that will make people understand the ways of God. And so faith puts you on a path that is different from what people in your family are used to. Are you still with me? If you are allergic to critics, if you are allergic to being backbited, you want to hide your activities in your space, you know, you can't succeed with that if you're going to walk by faith. So you must create allowance for backbiting, create allowance for critics, because you are doing something that the Holy Spirit bore witness about, all right? So it's very private, even though its expression eventually is going to be very public. So if you are doing something very private, you don't talk about it. It's just like getting pregnant. It is secret. But it comes to a point in the carriage of the pregnancy that you can no longer hide it. The substance starts becoming visible. And people are the ones that will now know that the reason why you were spitting around was because there was something that they could not see. Your life is intended eventually to become lecture notes for people, that those people backbiting, you will now learn lessons. Lessons on what happens to a man that works with God. But you must be willing to tend the substance because it's fragile. It's possible for you to abort it. And the Bible says that we should labor not to cast away our confidence, because it's in that embryo that holds the possibility of reward. If you are still with me, say amen. So the object of a miracle is glory. God wants to manifest his glory. Are you there? And as Jesus passed by, I'm reading from the book of John chapter 9. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" And Jesus answered, "Neither had this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made what?" There is something that God wants to do that cannot be revealed except somebody dares to believe him. So the man's condition was not because of an ancestral curse. The man's condition was not because of generational iniquity. You know, the guys that are speaking, the guys that ask the question, are not novices. They've been going through training. It means Jesus must have said to them that a man's sin can be, in some cases, they have shown them the reason why this is their sin. Some other cases, he must have told them that his parents sin. His parents sin. So they were coming from a point of knowledge. I say, okay, we have this sin thing you've been teaching us. In this case now, is it a man? His parents. Now, you see, I need to analyze the question, even though I don't want to dwell on it. You know, he was born blind. So in what world did he sin? If it's the man's sin. I don't want to analyze it. I don't want to open your mind to something. You know, I don't know about you, but I reason scriptures. I say, Jesus said, we know that the man's sin can be a challenge. Even his parents' sin can be a challenge. But in this case, He was allowed to come into this world like this deliberately. Because God is looking for an occasion to manifest His glory. So if there is a human being that is here today, please help me preach to your neighbor. Say, in your family, God is looking for an opportunity to manifest His glory. So there are some things that are happening that is not a function of sin. Sin is not the problem. It was allowed to be that way so that God can earn some glory. You see, the major issue here is there is a need. The reason why the Father sponsored that miracle, even though it was not within Jesus' miracle schedule, was because the Father is desperate of having His glory manifested. So as long as there are men, as long as there are women that can still walk according to the substance that is furnished on their heart, God can have an excuse through their lives, their alignments, to manifest His glory. To manifest His glory. To manifest His glory. Once upon a time, I think it's like how many years now? 21. That's a long time. 21 years ago, the Lord encountered me and spoke about a crusade He wants me to be doing in my city, my current city. I prayed about it for 15 years. Every year we ask Him, are you doing that crusade this year? The fact that He told me that He wants to do crusade doesn't mean that I should start crusade. I need to find out when this crusade. For 15 years consecutively, I asked God, are you doing a crusade this year? He said no. Are you doing? It was on the 15th year He said yes. I've seen people that were trapped by what they heard from God. It was accurate. It was accurate, but they became so wise that they prescribed to God the time that He should do what He would do. But you see, one of the sentences that comes upon us because we decide to live by faith is that you submit not just to God's method, you submit to God's timing. That's what makes faith. That's why faith is not a preferred option. Because you surrender to the government of God completely. It can only walk God's way. That's the burden of walking by faith. Hallelujah. I don't have liberty in my spirit to show you the symptoms of false faith. I don't have that liberty. Because what we have, the average believer, because of enlightenment in the word of God, have become so familiar with many things that we don't even know how the real one looks like. So in the 15th year, I sought the face of the Lord and He said, okay, it's this year. Meanwhile, a year before that year, the venue of this crusade, they do what? Carnival. They do something called a carnival there. Star Carnival. Star Lager. Hallelujah. And then you see people drunk on the venue, on that venue. The prescribed venue of this crusade was an altar that was raised to the deity of immorality, because you will see people naked, drunk. They will recover themselves like some 9 a.m. the next morning in that place. So all well-meaning men avoid that arena during the days of the carnival. And the carnival is normally held during the time that God prescribed we should hold the crusade. But in the 15th year, when we went and booked for that place and held that crusade for the first time, yes, the souls were saved and the normal things that happen on a crusade happened. But you see, the thing that really happened was not what we were looking at. That was the end of the carnival. The place became unsuitable for carnival use. thereafter. And it is 6 years now. The carnival has not held on that spot. There are some things that God wants to shut down, but it will take a man that walks by faith to shut it down. There are also things that God wants to manifest. It will take a man of faith that to manifest it. So I want to, you to understand that from what I see when I pray about Nigeria, the glory that I see over the nation, sitting, hanging over the nation, and it is actually, in terms of prophetic season, it is actually a time of liberty for this nation. Now wait, don't say amen. Hey! It's not everything whose season has come that manifests. The problem is called manifestation. When I labor over Nigeria in the spirit, I see a glory. And the reason why that glory is there is because it's the time for the manifestation of that glory. But you see, the thing with God is that things don't just find expression because it is time. God himself was the one that prophesied and said that the children of Israel were going to be in captivity for 400 years. That's the shadow from heaven. But in actual manifestation, it took 430 years. What happened? Is it that God lost the handle of his omnipotence or something, or Satan became strong? The fact that the time for something to manifest comes doesn't really mean it will manifest. Someone will need to align with God, will become pregnant with a substance and believe that substance beyond his circumstances in order for God to find a justification to release his hand. He said, "These are the beginning of miracles which Jesus did." And he did what? He manifested his glory. Manifested his glory. The second edition of the crusade. We were there on the crusade ground. There on the crusade ground. I am a man of a little scripture and small visions. Yeah, I'm a man of scripture and visions. All of them are little. So, we were on the crusade ground on the second day of the crusade, and the normal things were happening on the crusade. Ministration was going on. People were saying yes to Jesus. Then Anand discovered that the reason why the Lord said I should put the crusade together were not because of, not just because of the souls. I found out it was because of me. I will explain. Second crusade, we were on the field. Administration was going on. Then my eyes were open in the spirit. Then I saw an eagle. He flew over the field and he came and sat here. That was how I started walking in visions. That's how I started walking in visions. I would preach and my eyes get open. Is it that obedience created a platform for God to do? You know, don't think you know the reason why God asks you to do what you are doing. Then I went to just to preach, and then Jangfa saw me. He said he felt he couldn't stop praying for me for like how many days? For like 30 days. And he saw the eagle that was on my left hand. I just kept quiet. that eagle is the reason for prophetic depth. I knew God spoke to him. Yes. So you know that other minister that came for our meeting, I went to preach for him in Delta State. And the moment he gave me he wanted to give me the mic, he said, he came with his ego. And the level of clarity in terms of prophetic insight in that meeting was strange. But you know that ego came on the platform of an obedience. We thought we understood what God had in mind. You see, but you see, there are platforms that give God the justification to manifest his glory. We just finished the crusade now, and on the first day of the crusade, I now saw another, okay, well, God sometimes, all right, sometimes, he speaks with me through beds, all right? So ego. Then I now saw the first day of the crusade, that same glory came again, and inside of the glory came out a falcon. And I now saw that the falcon had, you know that bird that sends letters from place, those days? Huh? What do they call? Now, can one, just one person should say it, because what I'm hearing is like tongues. A raven. The one that carries letters. So I saw it on the first day of the crusade. The same glory that came when that eagle appeared. It came, and then this raven now appeared. Ah. And I know that this one carries messages. I've been laboring on that till today. He has not given me the details of it. But I've come to the conclusion of the fact that the reason why he asked me, part of the reason why he asked me to start the crusade, was not really for the things I think. It's because it will be the womb of that crusade that will be a suitable moment for him to manifest his glory in my life. When God says you should do something, the reason why he says you should do it, you will come to discover that it's different from what you think. Because God's thinking is not your thinking. And as you walk with him and carry the pregnancy of this substance, you begin to get recalibrated to understand God's way of operation, God's type of operation, God's strategy, God's formula. And then you will also know the kind of things that God never involves himself with. I want to read the scripture quickly. Maybe we'll analyze it when we do. Then I will begin to pray. Now, somebody from the choir help me sing this song. All hail the power of Jesus. Now, don't put the mic on your mouth. Give it some space. Some anointings on your life that are your ordination. It's not an inheritance. Right? It is your ordination. It was factored into your calling that in the seasons of God, the accurate seasons of God, you will enter into them. It is your ordination. You didn't receive it as inheritance. There are also some anointings that are inheritance. You know, you collided with someone and the person's heart was moved to bless you. And that's not mechanical. If it was not ordained by God that you will collide with that person. You're not with me. I don't want to talk. Then the person is moved, and the person is moved to release some utterances. Now then you receive an inheritance. All right, and then the dimension that God has modeled through the person's life begins to find expression in your life. So there are two streams here. You can actually become a creature that is embellished with a type of grace that is not in your lineage because of a sovereign move of God on the spirit of someone that has walked in that grace. Okay? Now, what I'm trying to explain to us here, those things I see like birds, that's my ordination. It's not inheritance. But even though it is my destiny, those layers of grace are coming because of an obedience. The fact that it's your destiny doesn't mean it will be fulfilled. No. No. For every layer of grace you step into, there is a requirement of obedience that is attached to it. And everything that God will ask you to do, you cannot do it yourself. You will need to latch, you need to depend on Him. And that's how faith cannot be taken out of that picture. The reason why I made that statement is because there are some people that are long overdue to step into another level of their ordination. They've been kept from it for long. That God will be releasing into those realms. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate for ring for the royal garden and crown in glory. Ring for the
in the Holy Spirit, this is the time to begin to connect. Sai compena mi sacelite. Lambros que tomina case cumbre habatua. Bacanta le doce monteli. Recusa sanico bano nantelia. Rabo seminante y cobanacusa. Shaminonte la iso sanimantalia. Rakata babon shekete la mama laita. Yamama si cobrante curia mamale. and crowned Him. Oh, oh, and crowned Him. Oh, oh, and crowned Him.
Your name, magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I beheld in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I beheld in the spirit and I saw a river flowing. And when this river began to flow, I don't know what happened. It rose up so high. Oh my. Oh my. And the Lord began to give me insight that there are some people here today. You are due to step into the next layer of your ordination. Your ordination might be in a mighty mantle of wealth. It might be in intercessory grace. It might be portions of divine capacities rooted in miracles, in wonders, in signs. But the river I saw was a pool, a vehicle that God was going to use to push men into the next phase of their ordinations. In a moment of time, can you express that desire before God and say, Lord, I want to enter into the next phase of the grace that you have placed on my life. I've been on this spot for too long. And I know the season has come, the time has come for me to experience a shift. And that's why we came tonight. Osiko Brateliaba. And ground. Here.
Jesus.
I can see that about 12 people have entered already. About 12 people have entered. And at the end of this meeting, there will be evidences in your life that you just found a shift in the grace of God that is upon your life. About 12 people have entered already. It's a river. It's like a river flowing, and it has enough accommodation for every one of us. There is a grace. There is another step, another layer of grace in that mantle that you carry. And the Lord is moving you into a depth. Oh, Jesus. He's moving you into another depth. You are entering into another depth. You are entering into another dimension. You're entering into another dimension. Kobri sefando mokoria mahalaita. God will surprise you. God will surprise you. God will surprise you. God will surprise you. He will surprise you. Simonte disco presco vilantoria. Namre kete kobe la curia. Incha mantelia brokete koskabilaita. Manto si cobrante curia, meraso sali, lai compresco di la mantala, curia seminantele. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we gain entrance. We gain entrance tonight. We gain entrance. Everyone in this room gains entrance. Entrance into what you just opened now. Ai so seli kamantele. Yambore ko santoria Braka samana tani bokoria. Thank you, Lord. Mayako semina kande brode Boria si koprendo konda mama maya Laka santa babone bakatia Genia kembo santo Raketombina antelia Yapara sababose kadi Abresco bila kuda bala tua lala Ratete kusama talabonde Iato seminatelia Esaminatelia Eskanda batelia Esimatelia Abanda babola kadia Racha katande moko imalatalia Ambre suke babala Iskametoria Rabo seminaile. We step in. Stop it! Yes, O Sani Mokonda Maya. Yabosasi Kobelino Kedoboya.
We're stepping. Oh my God, we're stepping. We're stepping tonight. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm confident that everyone has stepped in. So I can begin to pray now. I can pray now because everyone has stepped in. Oh Jesus. Oh Lord. Yes. You ordained this night that everyone might step into the pool of your grace. Oh my God. Rombe Sakila Bantoria. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. I sense the anointing for miracles. It has opened. So if I say in the name of Jesus, give me a big amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. I need to say some things. I need to say the things like, ooh. I saw people that God will heal today. And most of the people have been in that condition for a long time. The Lord will heal long-standing challenges this night. Long-standing issues will be dealt with this night. Now listen, someone in this room, you had a particular dream, one particular dream for three consecutive nights. You had one particular dream for three consecutive nights, and you were wondering why the dream reoccurred for three consecutive nights. You had one particular dream. Please, if you are implicated by this, my utterance, come. The Lord has ordained for me to meet you. There is something He wants me to do in your life. You had one dream for three consecutive nights. If you are the one I'm talking about, come forward. One dream for three nights. It reoccurred. Again, reoccurred the third time. Just somewhere. You are fresh. Those of you standing out here, listen to me. I don't have time to interview all of you to find out what you saw, but the Lord said that I was going to meet one that had one dream for three consecutive nights. And now I understand why he asked me to call you. The presence of God will overwhelm some of you here. And that which the enemy intends to do in your life will never come to pass. You'll be overwhelmed.
You'll be overwhelmed. A few of you on this line, the hand of God will come upon you. The presence of God will saturate you. You'll be overwhelmed. And it is coming so strong. And that will be the end of that pattern, the end of that cycle. Oh my God. It's already coming. The hand of God is coming. It's already coming strong. There are about four of you that will be swept off in this wave of the presence of God. About four of you will be swept up in this wave. It will come so mightily, so mightily, so mightily, so mightily, so mightily, so mightily. About four of you will be swept up. About four of you will be swept off. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's blotting out. Blotting out from your life that which God has not allowed. And it's coming so strong. It's already invading. It's already invading. Yes, it's coming so strong. You've sensed the intensity of his presence on your life. So that which the enemy... He puts an end to the activity of the evil one. The cycles come to an end tonight. The cycles come to an end. The grace of God is released over your life. Is released over your life. In the name of Jesus. That grace. Cycles that have been initiated by the devil, they come to an end right now. In the name of Jesus. If I have taught you and you are still on your feet, go back to your seat. It comes to an end. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now I see a grave that is open. It means there's somebody in this auditorium that has been programmed for death. Now the hand of God will envelop you and will cast out that. Father, in the name of Jesus, from my left hand side to my right hand side, that one that has been programmed for death that is in this congregation, yes, arrest that one, 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 arrest that one. Ushers, help me find them. Hey! Aiko Saminan Lokobre. Ushers, if you can find them. And listen to me, there's... Oh my. Oh my. Let the anointing become stronger so that everyone implicated by your counsel, Lord, can be brought out. Can be brought out. Can be brought out in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, someone in this congregation. Ushers, I need to pray on them. So if you find them, bring them to me. It's only the report of the Lord. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We put an end to the counsel of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. 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 Help me find them. Help me find them. Help me find them. Now listen, there's an exchange going on. There's someone in one of your organs, there is a hole. So I see the Lord ministering to you. There is a hole in one of your organs. And the Lord is ministering to you. What I'm saying will eventually be medically verified. That the hole anywhere it is, in any organ whatsoever, that the hole was unstopped by the hand of God. We bring you out of where you were kept in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes. We speak life over you. Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, I don't see this very often, only a few times, where I can see a spiritual wind coming into a venue, a place. So I see that wind now. So if you will not be distracted, I want to blow into this mic. Just that's a human response that I'm supposed to give to this wind, okay? Now, as I blow in this mic, some people will be cut off in the wind. Some will be cut off. Some things will be blown out. Let there be a refreshing as the wind of your spirit moves in this place. Oh, Jesus. Ah, I see the anointing on someone's life being renewed. You will feel the heat of the anointing I'm talking about. It will come so intense on your life. It will come so intense. There is a renewal taking place right there. There is a renewal taking place right there. Oh my God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am seeing things being removed. The things that God has not planted, they are being removed right now. Oh my God. So many things going on, so many things at the same time. Father, in the name of Jesus, let no one be left out in the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Now listen. If it is possible, we'll be quiet for 1 minute. I saw the spirit of prophecy in the spirit like a trumpet. There's an utterance that is trying to find expression. There's an utterance trying to find expression. The person is going to speak in tongues in a most supernatural way. And then the utterance will come. Then we'll continue. Now, I see that there are no ushers in this meeting because there are no... I can't coordinate with the back. Obviously, it will be difficult to achieve what I want to achieve this night. Someone will speak in tongues and then the interpretation will come. The person will be arrested and then the interpretation will come. Please, when that interpretation begins to come, we need to receive that message before we continue. It will be so intense. 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 Those with the microphone, just wait for the interpretation before you give us the feed. Let's please rest. I say, wait for the interpretation. Don't give us the tongues. Okay. We can't manage this moment. So we'll just... Don't worry. Take the mics away. We can't manage this moment. You can't follow my instructions. So let's leave it.
I'm in the firmament. I have come in your midst. Oh, I have come in your midst. I have come. I have come. I have come like a mighty rushing wind. I have come like an overflowing of rivers. I have come. I have come that you might see my light. That you might see my light. I have come to break the heart of men. I have come to break the heart of men. And to find expression. I have come like a great lightning upon the earth. For I have found men after my heart. 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 I have found my men after my heart. I have found men after my heart. Men after my heart. Men after my heart. Men after my heart. My son, I have found men after my heart. For so long, I have waited for the manifestations of sons. And now it's time for my sons and daughter to manifest upon the face of the earth. It is time for them to manifest upon the face of the earth. I am the Lord God Almighty.
Jesus' name. Now, ushers, when I give you an instruction, just walk with me, okay? Can we pray? The reason why I paused was because I wanted to know the reason why the wind, why it was visible. So the utterance I was looking for has to do with the interpretation of the meaning of that wind. And that is what that sister. It's about a season. A season of a new generation. A change of guard. Stepping in to begin to operate in ranks of grace. So there is a shift. That season has been concluded. Now, those of you holding the mics, please, you are not sensitive. You are doing what you want. Don't do what you want. Return all the mics. Return. Take yours. Collect all from everybody. Are you with me? There is a season that has just rounded up and a new season has started. Now, I want everyone to enter this season. Because the reason why the wind came is because there will be grace. There's grace. The grace for this season that we are talking about is available. Can we pray in a moment and ask God and say, Lord, my allocation of grace in this new season of your work, I receive it, I enter into it in the name of Jesus. Enter into my allocation in the name of Jesus. I enter into my allocation in the name of Jesus. I enter into it in the name of Jesus. The new set of watchmen that you will raise over the city of Lagos. The new set of watchmen that you will raise over Nigeria. The new set of millionaires that you begin to raise for the purpose of your labors in this season. Oh my God. The new CEOs, the new people you will push into the center of activity in the economic war front. We step in the name of Jesus Christ. We step in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, everyone that is in pulpit ministry that is here today, we ask that you renew the oil. Let the allocation of encounters that will bring education about the new shape of responsibility that you are making available on each life, let it begin now in the name of Jesus. Let it begin now in the name of Jesus. Let it begin now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing something like a pen in the spirit. There is someone that will leave this place with the anointing for prophetic writing. For prophetic writing. For prophetic writing. So the people in that order are stepping into that grace now. When you begin to write and put some articles on Facebook, you begin to see attraction, even though people don't read anymore. But there will be an anointing on what you are writing, and a wave will begin in the name of Jesus Christ. Some in our midst are going to be inventors. 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 And God has been visiting you, giving you ideas about new concepts, new possibilities. Receive that anointing in the name of Jesus Christ. The new set of functionaries in our generation that will carry the mantle of wealth, obviously, for the kingdom's sake, step into that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what I'm seeing is a shaking. I'm seeing a shaking. A shaking. If I say in the name of Jesus, say amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
So if you can now, if you can, just keep quiet. And then allow God to walk through the congregation. Yeah. I see your son. See your sign. By your presence, walk in our midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Except you are inspired, don't speak. Except you are inspired, an overwhelming inspiration. Something you couldn't bottle up, you couldn't hold it. The only one permitted to talk. He's renewing anointings, renewing callings. There is treatment. Spiritual treatment is going on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, so there are people that have been released into the arena of the gift of word of knowledge. There is an intensity of that gifting that has opened up now. It's in focus as I speak. There's an intensity of the gift of word of knowledge. People in that arena, your impartation is now. Your impartation is now. Your impartation just started. Yes. With this weapon in the armory of God that is deposited into your hand, nothing will be hidden from your sight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Something you lost 80 years ago, the Lord brings it back with a higher level of intensity. A higher level. Ushers, I don't know, you just help so that no one gets injured. All right. Now, I want to ask God for miracles now. If your situation has lasted for long, expect an answer from God. Expect an answer from God. Father, tonight we give you praise. We give you glory. Oh, my Jesus. My Jesus. My Jesus. I'm feeling the heat of the anointing that is coming upon people as a renewal takes place.
Tonight we want to bind every activity of the devil that is at work in the lives of your people. Every form of sickness, every spell, every curse, every disease, every form of spiritual injury that was brought on their lives, today we come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. Aye. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. We come against it in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a lady that I see here. You see yourself in your primary school with your primary school uniform. And that's a current, it's a reoccurring kind of vision dream. You see, is the spirit of reproach at work in your life. And tonight I put an end to that spirit of reproach in the name of Jesus. There's someone in the congregation suffering from irregular heartbeat. Your heart just beats out of rhythm, beats out of tune. Today, I bring an end to that affliction in the name of Jesus. Father, I arrest and I bring into captivity every workings of the devil that is particularly attributed to witchcraft. I bind every work of witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. I destroy every work of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. And the Lord speaks to me and he tells me that somebody is beginning to have an eye condition. Your vision recently started becoming blurry. And he said it is not a medical situation. The person is a victim of a witchcraft attack. You began to have blurry vision recently. If you are the one I'm talking about, let me see your hand up. Blurry vision recently. It just came from nowhere. Now, those of you in that condition, can you lay your hands on your eyes? Because the Lord is doing damage on witchcraft. Father, in the name of Jesus, this symptom that is a manifestation of a witchcraft attack, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the yoke to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let that yoke be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. In the name of Jesus. I bind every hearing disorder. And I arrest every spirit behind it. Every deafening spirit be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. And let your hands be removed from their lives in Jesus' name. Anyone in this place that has an organ, that has a hole, this moment, a creative miracle begins on your life. I command that hole to be filled up in the name of Jesus. A creative miracle begins on your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any attack that has to do with your breath and it holds on your breath, I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. I command pains to go. I command sicknesses to go. Oh my God. Are there people here, Lord, that have been asking you for the fruit of the womb again and again and again and again? Tonight, Father, have mercy. Have mercy.
have mercy and give every one of them a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we give you praise. Yes, I'm seeing someone with a lung condition. If you are the one I'm talking about, just breathe in and then breathe out. Breathe in again and breathe out. Breathe in for the third time, breathe out. I break that yoke upon you in the name of Jesus. Let your lungs begin to function properly. Let that which held your breathing bound, let its power be broken over you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay. A pain just left somebody, left your side. Someone in the auditorium, a sharp pain just left you, left your side right now. A sharp pain just left. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Yes, there is also a pain on the spinal cord, a very tricky pain, piercing pain. God has realigned that situation and you can check for it. You can check for that pain. But the person that I spoke about, the lung condition, the Lord is beginning to attend to your lungs right now. And he's beginning to loosen up. There's somebody in the hall. One of your ears just received healing. Check that ear. Check it. One of your ears just received healing. Yes, the lung condition has been addressed already. Hey, you know what I see now? I see a lady in this place. When nothing is impossible, nothing is impossible. It seems you are not used to me. Don't put the mic on your mouth. Sing into it. Let's try again. Forget about that drum. Yeah, go on.
When nothing is impossible, no disease. There's an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere. When nothing is impossible, no disease incurable. There's an atmosphere.
Now listen. There is a lady that I see here. You've been laboring under a curse. Surprisingly, I'm seeing number 8 and I don't know the meaning. In the next 21 seconds, the Lord will break that curse. You see, this thing that is happening to you, you inherited it. It was in the life of somebody before you, and you inherited it. And it's on your life too. And the Lord is going to pass through the congregation, and he will cut it off. He will cut it off in a moment. You will know. He will cut it off in a moment. It's already doing that. He's cutting it off already. Now, if only this, my ushers can be sensitive to what I'm doing, because that's a serious case. I even need to meet the person. So you find the person and bring the person to me. The
Lord cuts it off. Now, those of you that I mentioned your case, the ear condition, the lung condition, pain around the back, an injury on the back, but you can't find the pain anymore. When you check your body and you know that there is a difference in your sight, difference in your hearing, the pain you came with by your side has lifted, you just come here. I take four testimonies before I sit down. Now, sister, give me your hand. Just give me your right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cut off this heritage. I cut off this that was transferred on your daughter. And I join my faith with her to pull her into grace. The symptoms of this limitation will never find expression anymore. In the name of Jesus. Now bring her close and give me her right hand. Father, in the name of Jesus. Is that the right hand? Okay. I cut off this inheritance. I cut off this inheritance, this negative inheritance. And I release a blessing upon her. The regime of this inheritance ends tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Well, Pastor Victor, go and conduct. Please, you may be seated. There is still another lady in this category that I've not yet seen. That's what the Holy Ghost is telling me now. Okay, come. Alright, so. You know how we'll confirm it? I'll put my hand on your head. And if it is true that you have such an issue, it will be clear. Oh, Jesus Christ. Destroy the inheritance. Please give me this right hand. I destroy that negative inheritance. I bring you from beneath it. I proclaim the end of its reign. And I say to you, step into grace. Step into grace. Things that were difficult for others will not be difficult for you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. We forbid that this inheritance will be your portion. Jesus Christ. I command the chains to break. The chains to break. The ministry of the thief on your life, I put an end to it right now. Depart from her. Depart from her. In the name of Jesus. The sicknesses, the infirmities that you have had to deal with all these years, I put an end to that cycle. I put an end to it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, I speak life. We don't need to. things. Yeah. You know, I'm removing something here. Yeah. So come off your face now. Let it be removed. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Ah. Give me her right hand. In the name of Jesus. I release you from that inheritance. Now, do me a favor. So, put your hand. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
In the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He came here with a bad thing.
Listen. The Lord showed me that there is an ear he will heal. There's an ear that he will heal. So the person involved, check yourself. You know yourself. I want to see you. I didn't know there was a gallery. Okay. So many things have been taken from this sister here. Can you raise her a little? Let her sit up. Okay, I will help you.
Thank you.
I break the yoke on your life. Yeah. It's coming off now. It's coming off. Yeah. So let the fire destroy all of that. All of that arrangement. Had to be cut off in the flames. You have been a victim for long, but the Lord sets you free, brings you into liberty in the name of Jesus. Yeah? Is this the just put her somewhere. Yes, let's start with.
Okay, our brother here came here with back pain he sustained while exercising.
Oh,
he said he wasn't
pain.
Even thinking about it, but when you said the word, he just realized that
the pain was on. Okay. Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise. There's something that God is also doing in your finances. He's doing something in your finances. Okay? You are released in the name of Jesus. Meanwhile, why did you draw my attention to her? What was the reason why? Okay. I see. All right, so she's in Jesus' clinic now. There's someone the Lord told me that he will touch the ear.
Yes, sir.
I need to see that person because I'm supposed
right
to give
here
you.
Has been blocked for years now.
For years? For how many years? The Lord said, I have to give you something. If it is true, you will see. Father, give her. It's been too long. Fast track things. Fast track it. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let it be fast tracked. Let it be fast tracked. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God. Atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. So the issue about her case is not the miracle. The miracle is the only way I can identify her. But you see, she's suffered delay from wicked people in her family. Wicked, very terrible people in her family. And the Lord said that I should come and contend with her and destroy that limitation so that she can enter. So there will be speed in your life. There will be speed now. There will be speed. Your prayers were answered long ago. So can we try now?
In the atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus. Atmosphere of Jesus.
Where is the person that was on the balcony?
In the atmosphere. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing someone here. Someone in this place. And God will be sending you annually. Listen to me. God will be sending you annually to your village to do something like meetings. Meetings. Yes, from this place. There is someone that God began to minister to you. That there is something he wants you to be doing in your vineyard annually. So if you are the person, come to me. That's what I picked.
In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere.
You. You sit down. You sit down.
In the atmosphere. In the
atmosphere.
If you come now, people will think me and you the scum. So wait.
Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere. In the atmosphere of Jesus.
You know, the Lord just whispered to me. He said, some of you that are hardworking, expecting a breakthrough, part of the strategy that God wants to use to release you into that breakthrough is obedience in this matter. Obedience in this matter.
In the atmosphere.
If I touch you, you go. What is this? Wait.
Jesus.
It's fine, no? We can leave it.
Jesus.
I'm concerned about this. What's this? Medicated. For what?
In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every blinding spirit. Blinding spirits be bound. I command your wicked hands off these eyes right now. In the name of Jesus. If it is short-sighted, anything, run a test now. Run a test. I'm interested in this, your eyes. Go. If you need to read to know, if you can see, check. Run a test. If I touch you, you can go back. Make sure you are faithful. Make sure you do what the Lord has said. Make sure. If I touch you, and you are still on your knees, you can rise up and go.
In the atmosphere of Jesus. In the atmosphere of Jesus.
Just obey this instruction. Many things will open up. Many things will open up. Many things will open up. Yes.
There is an atmosphere.
that you also have my blessing.
Father,
go with him. Support him. Stand with him. Surprise him. In Jesus' name. I'm seeing something like come. I'm seeing. It was thrown at you. It's a grace for wealth. Yeah, it was just thrown at you now. Jesus Christ. So I bring a blessing from the Lord on your life. Let the grace of the Lord Jesus rest strong. And let this mantle speak in Jesus' name. Yes, Pastor Victor, what's going on?
You mentioned the case of somebody with pain in the side that disappeared.
Yes, pain in the side that disappeared.
Came forward.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. The person I said you should run a test. Are you running away? Okay, don't run away. Don't be a. Stay here. Your own is different. Stay. I will not leave until you see. So, is. You understand me? So test. If you can't see, tell me. I'll pray again.
Another case of pain on the side.
Pain on the side. For how long have you had this pain?
Over 10 months now.
For 10 months. Lord, we give you glory. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus. See, as I was praying for him, I saw someone here. You stepped on a charm. Something like a charm. Something that was carrying demonic energy. Demonic energy. Now, in the moment of time, the Lord will help me find the person so that I can minister to the person. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one that stepped on the charm, that one that stepped on the charm, unknowingly entered into this demonic force field. And the limitations that are attributed to this force field have followed the person ever since. Can you be so gracious as to help me find the individual so that we can minister to the person? From my left hand side to my right hand side, Father, help me search. Help me search. Help me search in the congregation. Help me search in the name of Jesus. 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 Okay, this is where I see. I see this spot here. We need to. All right, so I will just stand where I see. This is where I'm seeing here. So, Lord, so the person, I mean the persons around me, very close to me, and the hand of God will come on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, can you show me a sign? Show me a sign. Let your hand come upon this individual. Let your hand come strong upon this individual. In the name of Jesus, let your hand come upon this individual. Show me a sign. Show me a sign that your great power might descend suddenly. That your great power might descend suddenly. Let your great power descend suddenly so that Satan can be disarmed. In the name of Jesus, let your great power show up. Let your great power show up. Let it show up suddenly, 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 suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Loser! Loser! Jesus. Let the power of despair sufete me che dilato su capre si capatelio. In the name of Jesus, let the power of despair be broken. Yes, so bring them. They are, it's a very important, it's an emergency that needs attention. There's need for attention. Because they can read you through their implements and crystal balls. You can be read. In the name of Jesus, let the yoke break! So I destroy your instrument. I destroy your instrument. I destroy your oath. Loser, in the name of Jesus. I command the yoke, break. Yeah. So it's coming out. The instrument is coming out. Don't worry. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Yeah. I kopatule kasabe eskobilantelia izosana inda kaverama. Yes. Now do me a favor, just put your hand on her back. All right, so
our sister here came with a lot of pains.
Okay, with pains.
She said once it's getting to evening like this, all the pains.
All the pains.
She was even afraid, but after she prayed, she has not felt any pain, and everything has disappeared.
Yeah. So, for how long have you been in this condition?
I think for some weeks now.
For some weeks. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. You are free.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor? Just put your hand on her back. Yeah. I didn't say pray in tongues, just the hand there. Yeah, you see, this one is coming out of... Ooh. Ooh, I don't want to... okay, go on.
Pain in the lungs disappeared.
Pain in the lungs. In the lungs. Lord, we give you praise. Praise. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Oh my God. Praise in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Do you know I saw you today and I didn't know you were coming? Come. Right, so the Lord will perform a surgery now on you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a surgery on your daughter, a surgery from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a surgery performed right now in Jesus' mighty name. She steps into health. You step into health. Grace is given. And the Lord will perform a surgery. So just put her somewhere there for some time. You see, these ones are just coming back now. They are just coming back. Now, in my walk with God, I have seen some strange things. Someone very healthy, very okay, and the Lord will say, that one is dead. Say, go there. Go and remove that. Say, but this person even has money. Say, he has died. So they are just coming back now. These two sisters are just coming back. Yeah. So when they finish, you tell them welcome. And then the whole process has...
This brother came with pain in the left ear.
Came with pain.
The administration went on. Pain has gone,
sir. Wait, I'm looking for the person. The Lord said he will heal an ear. Have we found the person?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, is that lady?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You also have your ear. What? Come. Is it pain or it's what?
It's a pain. I received a call from someone after.
Those spiritual calls. I've forgotten those numbers. There are some numbers that they use. Was it an international number? Okay, this one is local. All right. Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, we exalt you, we magnify you, and we say that this healing is permanent. Permanent. Yes, it is permanent. It is permanent. The healing is not complete. Yeah, it's complete now.
Left ear, sir.
Left ear. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it is done. We give God the glory and the praise and the praise.
Papa, there's it. She came here reading with glasses.
Came here reading with glasses. Have you checked your eyes? No improvement? Little improvement. So she came here. You know, some of these, your glasses are so fine. Hallelujah. So you can see without it?
Yes, I can see without. I used to block the, but recently I was having blurry eyes. So
your eyes are clear now.
I couldn't read my Bible in the afternoon, but now I chased it and I was able to read.
Okay, she was able to read it. Can we give Jesus a big hand? And we say it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Sister, I'm seeing something like a door opening. A door has opened. Go. Another door. I've seen that you secured one door before, but this one is another one. Yeah. Yes.
There was an inheritance passed from my late father to myself. I'm the only one in the family that has it. And then eight,
because God said eight. You see, sometimes when God will say something and it's foolish, but it is true. Okay, you are welcome now. Give me your hand. She's back. See, a lot of people have that say I shouldn't be sending it back to sender. Because this one should go back. This one should go back. Should I even listen to them at all? Lord, in the name of Jesus, let this arrow go back to the person that sent it. Let it go back. Okay, you don't want it to go. Okay. Oh, it should go? Okay. You were not okay, sister, but you are okay now. Yes, so now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I use your daughter as a point of contact to cut off negative inheritances that have traveled from generation to generation, that are seeking to make an abode with her and to manipulate her destiny. Today, I remove her from under that cover. Thank you, Father. Step into grace. Go. You will. Things will be faster. Tomorrow we'll continue from here. Let us pray as a congregation. Father, I ask that. Oh my God.